What's up, Brianna? How you doing today?
Hi, Ryan. I'm good. I'm really happy that we're finally starting to record our podcast.
I know, me too. It's just going to be so good. So tell the people what this podcast is called and what we're doing here.
This is Wellness and Bikini, everything that you need to know about stage to off stage and everything in between.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So our show, you know, it's always tongue twister for me. The Bree and Rye Bikini and Wellness Zone is going to cover everything you want to know about all phases of everything, you guys, from training to, you know, nutrition topics, mindset, you know, on stage, off stage, the things you want to know to do better in, you know, pretty much every part of competing. And because, you know, you guys know, if you're out here, competitors listening here, you know that competing is really an all year, you know, all lifetime. It's a lifestyle, if you will. It's not just when you're on prep and all that. Everything you do off of the stage also is going to be relevant to how you get on stage. But we'll get into more of that today. We're going to talk about specifically the uncomfortability of improvement season. I think Brianna has a lot of good stuff for us here. But first, Brianna, I want you to tell everybody out here, for those that, you know, may not know who you are, what your kind of story is, give a little bit about you.
Yeah, I'm excited about today's topic. Actually, it's very relevant to me and to a lot of people right now. But a little bit about me. I started competing in 2015. At the time, my first show was actually an OCB show, which is a way smaller federation than the MPC. I did one show there just to kind of try it out. Really liked what I saw. So then I started competing in the MPC in 2016. I did a ton of local shows, then started hitting national stages, and I got my pro card in 2019. After doing three national shows. So I've been a pro since 2019, and I joined Team Flex in 2019, both as an athlete and as a coach. And then started competing as a pro, but you know, I turned pro in 2019, and then 2020 was just a rough year to compete. So I've been competing as a pro, but haven't had a whole lot of stage time just yet. That's kind of where I'm at right now.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of things that have come through with that to land you now on Team Flex. And obviously, you know, you guys know who I am, right? Team Flex is our gig and what we're doing. And we're going to bring the show to you guys to let you know the stuff you want to know about these divisions. So let's get into the improvement season, Brianna. What is it and why does it get so uncomfortable?
The improvement season is hard. That's what it is. Improvement season is... So I guess I'll start by saying that when you compete, you know, really at any level, but especially as a pro, you're a year-round athlete. You don't really have an off or an on. You just have a competing season and a improvement season. So the improvement season is basically the time where you're not on stage, which is most of the year, where you take the judges' feedback and work towards that feedback. So you spend the whole year literally improving, or whatever time improving, whether that's building muscle. Usually, I think for most of us, it's building muscle and just shaping our body for the next cut.
Yep.
But during this time, you focus on a lot of other areas too, down to like your nutrition and more focused training and other areas of life that you don't necessarily get to focus on when you're competing.
Yeah, the improvement season, you guys, is really just this time where you have to make these improvements to get on stage. I mean, no matter your level of competitor, whether you're a beginner or you're a pro athlete, like, you're going to have to get on stage, get the feedback from the judges, and, you know, make improvements then to come back. And it usually is going to be, you know, you need to add more muscle, you need to change some shape to your physique, you have to do all these things, you know, if you want to go further, you want to do better. But the way that that's done is totally opposite, right, from what you do on a prep. When you do a contest prep, it's strictly a diet down phase to get to that, you know, stage level leanness, stage level condition, and then you're on stage. And, you know, so the mindset that comes with that is quite a bit different than it does in the improvement season. What do you notice happen improvement season for yourself, Brianna, when you're on prep? How do you feel? And then, you know, mindset wise, and then how do you feel mindset wise into the off season? What's the difference there?
Just really quick to point something that you said too. Everybody seems to think that the magic in the work happens during the prep, and it's really in the improvement season. I really think that prep is actually, especially in my own mind, I think prep is the easy part. I think it's easy to diet down. Anybody can get on low calories and a lot of cardio and diet down, really. The improvement season, I think that's where the work is done. That's the hard part. That's where you are working every single day without necessarily having a date. So that makes it really difficult, I think. And it starts to get uncomfortable because, you know, when you're in prep, you are constantly seeing your body change, the scales going down, you start to see the shreds, you're motivated by that. You have usually a countdown, so you have like a very specific day as to like, oh, I'm going to be in stage. So it's very motivating mentally and physically to be in prep. When you go into the off season, it gets a little mentally hard when you start to see the shreds go away. It kind of starts to feel like everything you kind of worked for, you're throwing away, which is not the case, but that's kind of how it feels. Mm-hmm. Because in my mind, and I think in a lot of our minds, we're so used to seeing our bodies at a certain level of leanness that when anything, our definition of lean is never the same after that. So when we start seeing our body, you know, get a little fluffy, even though to the normal population, we're still very lean, it starts to get uncomfortable. So the off season gets uncomfortable because you start to see your body change. You are not, you know, you got so used to rewarding yourself every time, or, you know, being happy when you see the scale go down. Now your scale is going up. So now you have to start changing your mindset. Like, this is supposed to happen. This is good. But it's really hard because for the last 16, 20 weeks, you've been telling your mind the complete opposite. So the off season starts to get uncomfortable mentally and physically.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. And I mean, obviously we coach a lot of athletes and you have your, you know, experience yourself as a competitor with that, but these phases, they're always different. You know, anybody listening, you got to understand it's a totally different coaching approach to be adding muscle and, you know, making improvements, if you will, versus doing a prep. I mean, your goal on a contest prep is literally to maintain your muscle mass as best as possible and burn your body fat to get to the right condition. So everything becomes looking for shreds, looking for these cuts, looking for this, that, looking for the scale and where the scale goes. I mean, the amount of competitors competing in bikini and wellness that obsess over the scale, it's astronomical, right? So the thing is with that is you got to understand that in the improvement season, it's the exact opposite. You're not dieting anymore. You're actually trying to eat more, add more calories, because that's how you build muscle. And, you know, your goal then becomes now growth, where things are going to start changing. Your body starts changing. Instead of getting smaller, smaller, smaller to get to stage, now you're trying to get bigger. And so that's a huge mindset shift, you know, off of the stage goal and off of paying attention to the scale. And what I see a lot of competitors do, and you probably see this a lot too, Brianna, is, you know, they start seeing the scale go up and they're constantly worried that it shouldn't be going up, or, you know, it shouldn't be doing that, or their clothes are fitting different. All these different factors come into play where they think they're doing something wrong. But in reality, that is the exact right thing. And those are the things you want to see, because as Brianna said, you know, the improvement season is actually where you make your best stage physique. So what are some struggles that maybe you have faced in improvement season, Brianna, or you see some of your clients face bikini and wellness when they're going off stage into this zone here?
Yeah, I think I'm going to speak from personal experience right now, because I think this has been my most eye-opening improvement season that I've ever had. You have made me get quite uncomfortable here. So I went from thinking that more was always better, like more cardio, more dieting, just more. And I had to kind of switch my mindset to more is not always better, especially in this season. So one of my biggest struggles, I've had a lot of struggles, but I'm going to touch on each area. My first struggle was seeing the scale go up. Like, I'm not going to lie, as a coach and as a nurse and as a logical thinking brain, I know the scale needs to go up. But every time I see it go up, I get a little, you know, nervous about it. I'm like, wait, how much more is it going to keep going up? How much more is it going to keep going up? So the scale has been one of my struggles. Even though I actually want it to go up, because I know that my personal goal is to grow and I never want to be on stage as lean and small as I was before, it's still a mental struggle. So every time I see the scale go up, I have this little process that I talk myself into. I'm like, okay, if the scale wasn't going up, that means I'm probably not making any physique changes. If the scale wasn't going up, then I'm probably not growing any muscle. So that's been, the scale has been one. Two, another struggle that I've been facing is just being okay with doing a little bit less like cardio and changing the way that I'm training. I was just so used to doing a ton of cardio, ton of training, or taking less rest, I guess. That's what I mean by a lot of training. So it's been hard wanting to, like, I keep wanting to just do a little bit more. So it's been a little hard to just back off and realize that that's actually beneficial. And, you know, it's beneficial to do a little less cardio, a lot less cardio, and a little less training and more resting. Yeah, those two things have been pretty hard during this phase, I think. And then I think another thing, I mean, really, if I'm being honest, like just looking at my body every day, watching it change, getting a little fluffier. And when I notice, by fluffier, I mean like just getting fat, which is totally necessary. But it's been a struggle watching my body change. And a lot of times in my head, I almost think like, oh, I just want to, you know, I start to get uncomfortable. So I think I want to get back in a cut. Like that keeps crossing my mind. Like I just want to get in a cut and diet down, because it seems easier to do that than to keep feeling uncomfortable and fussy. But I remind myself, what do I want most? And is it worth, like, what I want most, is it worth more than what I want right now? If that makes sense. So do I want to be lean, or do I want to come back to the stage better? And for me, it's always, I want to come back to the stage better. So being lean right now is not that important. So I keep pushing myself and getting a little bit more uncomfortable.
Yep. That's exactly what you have to do. Anybody listening, you have to understand, you know, your phases and your strengths and, you know, honestly, weaknesses around the mindset and everything that comes with it too, because, you know, a lot of competitors do get stuck into one form or another, like Brianna here is talking about, where you think, you know, more is better. Everything is better the more you do, you know. Oh, I just did 30 minutes of cardio. Let me throw another 30 in, no big deal. Oh, I just did 2 hours in the gym. You know, maybe I'll do another two later. What does it matter? You know, I'm going to be even more strict on my food, drop my calories more because I can handle. I mean, competitors are pretty notorious, especially bikini and wellness, you know, for trying to push the limits of doing, you know, extreme dieting, extreme cardio, extreme training, all that. And at the end of the day, though, it works for a little bit. I mean, anything will work for a little bit, but it won't work in the long haul, and especially with the mindset that comes with it, right? So, you know, like when we're talking about improvement season, that is the time where the winning physiques are made. That is where you build the muscle. That is where you're going to get the shape. If you ever get on stage and the judges say you need more shoulders, you need more glutes, you need more, you know, quads, you need more some muscle, well, guess what you have to do then? You have to pretty much at that point go build that muscle, which means you're getting off stage and you're going to raise your calories. You're going to have to get them into a spot where you can even add muscle. And that just becomes this different idea and this different mindset around it, where it's the total opposite mindset. And that can be very difficult, you know, to shift your brain to. One of the biggest tricks that I would have to say, or hacks, is to set aside another goal for after the stage, right? Because what I see a lot is people get so focused on the stage goal, and it's a specific date, and, you know, everything for 12 weeks, 16 weeks, 20 weeks leading up to that is all about that goal. And then as soon as that's done, and maybe now it is time for improvement season because you got some feedback you need to build or do whatever. And now you're like, okay, well, what does that mean next? Where do I go? I mean, what do you think about setting goals in the improvement season and in the off season in general, Brianna?
Oh, I think that's so important. I think that's one of the first things you should do when you start your improvement season. I think you should, and personally, this is even what I do. I set goals, like different goals, little goals, big goals, and then in different areas. So I set my big goal. What is my big goal with competing? I want to come back to the stage and look better, deliver the judges' feedback. But then I also set goals that are, so I set goals that are fitness related as well, right? So I want to get stronger with certain workouts. I look at like my hip thrusts, my squats, my deadlifts. I want to hit certain PRs. I set those kind of goals right away because those are like goals that I can kind of work towards a little bit more every day. And I can like, kind of like a check off, like they're very immediate and something that I can be working towards every day. But then I also set other goals that are not necessarily fitness related. Mm-hmm. And for example, like career goals or some of my personal coaching goals, or I use my improvement season two to just focus on other areas of my life and set goals in those areas as well. I know I set some personal goals when it came to as a coach myself, and I set goals like, I set little goals like make 1 hour a week to hang out with a friend, or make a date night happen one time a week now that I'm not in prep. All these little things, all these goals not only help me enjoy improvement season, but they keep me motivated and they help prevent burnout, which I think is so important as part of this improvement season. I think that setting the goals is going to not only keep us accountable, but it's going to keep us, and it keeps me just really enjoying this phase, because at the end of the day, we should be enjoying it. It's a hobby. It's something that we choose to do. Mm-hmm. So this is a time where I feel like we need to step back a little bit from being so completely focused on our physique and focus on other areas of our life. And it's going to prevent like post-show blues, and it's going to prevent feeling burned out, and it's going to allow to come back to the stage even better, like mentally and physically ready.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a huge thing that she just mentioned, you guys. Focusing on the other areas of your life, you know, becomes very important. Prep and all that is very intense. It's very, you know, goal-oriented at the time. A lot of times, you know, you're going to be feeling tired, you're going to be feeling like you're working hard. I mean, you are. And so other areas of your life may kind of take the back seat during that time, right? While you focus on that one goal and that priority of getting on stage. But yeah, the best competitors do have the balance of, you know, they know when it's time to push and they know when it's time to pull back. And that's what, you know, improvement season is for. I mean, we talk about Olympia level competitors, all the top Olympians, right? The like Mr. Olympia, Bikini Olympia, all these types of people, they compete pretty much one time a year. Okay. Like they do the Olympia, and then otherwise, you know, if they're already, unless they have to qualify, they might do one other show, but they're not competing at a bunch of shows very often all the time. Some pros obviously do choose to do those things, but you know, if you look at the actual Olympians, they're already qualified as far as, you know, Bikini Olympia, Wellness Olympia, the champions we have now, they don't have to compete again. They can take literally this entire year to, you know, prep for the next thing and make those improvements and get ready. And that's what a lot of people do when they get to that level. So if you guys, if we're talking about top level people doing that, top level competitors doing that type of thing where they focus most of their entire year on improvements, I mean, that's really what most competitors should be doing. And a lot of competitors, I think, do get stuck into the idea of, let me do, you know, 5 shows this year. Let me do 6 shows this year. Let me try to do 10 shows this year. And, you know, you never really get into the spot where you're making improvements at that point. And honestly, the longer you stretch your gaps between competitions, that's just more time you're going to be stuck dieting and stuck, you know, at that point losing muscle. And then you have to go back and regain it and, you know, do all these things. So you don't want to stay into these phases too long. You really want to know when it's time to push and when it's time to pull back and focus on these other areas, make these improvements. And just because you're not going to a stage, you don't have a 12-week out date, does not mean you can't be constantly working for your goals and your physique and everything else while overall improving your life. And the crazy thing is, when you focus on these improvement seasons and you focus on that balance that comes with it, you always get better as a competitor when you come back to stage 2. So that's something that is really, really huge. And, you know, Brianna mentioned that she's had that type of mindset in the past before. And then we see this all the time with bikini and wellness competitors. So Brianna, let's see about maybe some type of mental practices, things people could be bringing into their routine to deal with some of these kind of feelings, some of these, you know, worries about the scale going up, some of these improvement season, just like, this doesn't feel right. I don't like how I look. What do I need to do? You know, should I do a mini cut? Should I cut now? Should I just pick a show and go back? Because I really don't like how I feel. What are some mental practices that you, you know, utilize with your clients or yourself that could help people in this stage?
Yeah. There's so many, but I think like my overall mindset when it comes to improvement season is just, it's almost like delaying immediate gratification for like long-term gratification. Mm-hmm. Like that's kind of my overall mindset with it.
Yeah.
And whenever I, how I said earlier, like whenever I feel like I want to jump into a cut, whenever I start getting a little bit too uncomfortable, I just ask myself, like, what do you want most? And are you willing to sacrifice that for what you want now? You know, and that like sounds easier said than done. And it's very hard. And I know a couple of things that I do daily now that I started this improvement season is I actually started meditating. I know that sounds like you had me start doing it, and it actually really works just yes. to like, I don't even know. It's meditating just kind of helps ground yourself a little bit, helps you bring stress down, cortisol down, gets your mind right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a game changer for me. Actually, I do it usually every morning. I was doing it every night, but if I just start my day feeling a little bit more relaxed and knowing that I'm exactly where I need to be, everything that I'm doing right now is going to only make me better. Like starting the day off with that mindset is super motivating, and it keeps me on track, especially if I'm having harder days. I think, yeah. you know, so many competitors just don't want to spend enough time in this improvement season. They just, how you kind of how you mentioned, like the pros, the top level athletes are spending time away from the stage, but for some reason, a lot of everybody else is just afraid to spend enough time away from the stage. And
yep.
actually, I think the longer you spend away from the stage, the probably the better you're going to come back. And you, like, I think the faster that we realize that taking time off is only going to benefit us, the faster you can get back to the stage. So sometimes I see competitors or a lot of my clients or even myself want to like stay lean as much as possible after the show, or want to see the shreds for as much and do an extremely slow reverse. That's actually only slowing you down to, or like making it longer to where you can get on stage again. So I think just having the mindset of, okay, the faster I go all in with this improvement season, the faster I can get back on stage. I kind of went on a tangent there, but it all kind of ties in together.
Yeah.
But so, okay. So things that help me during this, for this mindset is meditating. And then kind of, you know, the goal setting is really important, but also focusing on other areas of my fitness and health more.
Mm-hmm.
Also help like restoring like gut health, hormonal health,
yep.
and all of those things, like focusing on those areas that we don't really get to focus on when we're, or, you know, like your gut and hormones pretty much can take a crap, like when you're in a strict prep. So like using this time to focus on those things and improving those things and not jumping back into a cut until those things are healed is super important too. And I don't think that's even talked about enough.
Yeah, no. And that's the side of competing that is very, very common. Right. And, you know, Team Flex, the way we do our coaching, anybody listening, it's not really ever in this form where we're going to have serious issues with this, like many other teams yeah. and coaches have, but here's the fact, right? And Brianna, obviously, you know, this with all your medical knowledge and everything else too, on top of it. But when you do a diet, no matter what, you're going to be doing some taxing to your metabolism, some taxing to your hormones and, you know, your gut health, your digestion, all this stuff becomes a factor of, you know, eating the same foods and dieting constantly and putting out constant energy and effort in the gym with weights and with cardio and all that. And so no matter what, it does tax the body to a degree. And this is why competitors that compete too long, they don't do, you know, these improvement seasons, and they try to push, you know, their show season, quote unquote, for 6 months out of the year, doing a show every few, you know, weeks, months, whatever. What ends up happening is these competitors like take off almost probably years worth of muscle gains and things like that, that they then just have to eventually build back. And a lot of times it leads to people even getting so burnt out or dealing with such, you know, metabolic effects or whatever, that they may even just write off the stage altogether at that point and be like, well, I'm not going to compete anymore because now I got off stage, I gained 30 pounds in a week and I don't know what to do. And my hormones are all messed up, you know? So with a lot of the extreme coaching approaches out there, that is a very real problem that happens. But even with, you know, any prep, anytime you're doing it, even if you do it really, really well, like we do, where we're not putting you on starvation calories, we're not overdoing your cardio, we're not overdoing your training, we're doing the best we can to, you know, get you at the least in that spot, you're still going to have some of that effect. So, you know, when you can't focus on it during prep as much, as from the standpoint of, you know, I got to get my calories up, I got to get all these things to function at that point, the improvement season is a great time to do that. And the more time that you're obviously treating your body, you know, the way it should be treated and not pushing it to those limits, you're going to have better benefits. And you're going to be able to build muscle faster, come back, do all that, and get on stage again, do better, faster too. Some of the competitors that I've coached in my career, coming from other coaches, other teams, you know, sometimes it's literally we have to undo bad coaching to the point for it taking a year or more to even get people's metabolisms and all that to function a spot where they can compete again. So, and you know, if you're self-coached out there, you're doing that, that's great. It's very hard to do though, and have this mindset around these kind of things. It's very easy to overdo self-coaching, put yourself in the spot, because if you're the only one reviewing, you know, you're the only one pushing yourself, you're the only one that's got an idea of where you're at and where you need to go, then now you are the only one that can control any of those variables too. So I'm getting off on a tangent now, apparently. That's just what we do. No, but you know,
like, I agree.
Yeah.
No, I was gonna say, I totally agree. Even if we do prep the best and the healthiest way we can, stage lean is unsustainable, right? So even if we took the best possible approach to get there and the healthiest approach, stage lean is unsustainable for anybody. And that's why, and if you stay there too long, or if you do it unhealthy to get there, your hormones and everything else is going to be affected by it. And that's why this is why your improvement season is even that much more important. And I think another goal that's this, when you were talking, this kind of reminded me of, we get a lot of clients or a lot of people that come from other teams, and they come to us with, like, they're already eating like 1,000 calories or even lower. I've seen girls that come to us eating like 800 calories, doing an hour of cardio a day, and then they want to start a prep. Like, there's nowhere to go from there. So we have to reverse them and spend time fixing that in order to even think about a prep. And it's kind of the same thing coming out of a show. Like, you want, your goal in off season should be to get your calories as high as you possibly can get them, yep, your cardio as low as you can possibly get them, and taking care of all the other areas that you haven't been able to really focus on during prep, or that maybe took a hit during prep, like your sleep, your stress, your hormones, your digestion, stress levels in general. Those should be your goals in the off season. You should set yourself up so that when you start a prep, you have so much to pull from. You can pull from calories, you can add in cardio, you can change training, you can, you know, you're going to have your metabolism at a prime spot if you do this improvement season properly. If you stay in your improvement season doing 2 hours of cardio and afraid to eat, you're never going to be able to prep again, because you're not going to be able to pull from anything. Your body's going to be shut.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you do burn muscle off, it takes an immense amount of time to build it back. Okay. It's way harder to build muscle back after you've lost it than it is to gain it in the first place, or to just add muscle on while making improvements. So in other words, if you maintained your muscle well on a prep, you did it the healthiest way possible, like what we're talking about, and then you get a little feedback, yeah, you need to build a little more shoulders, a little more glutes, whatever, you know, that's pretty classic feedback in both bikini and wellness. All right, well, now you just go back to the gym, you maintained the majority of your muscle because you did it the right way on prep, and you make those improvements, you might need a couple months and you're going to get back on stage now, you know, versus I've seen competitors burn years, literally years of building muscle off in a single season. And then, you know, now you're in a spot where you're going to take time off and it could be a very long period of time and you still might get back to stage and they say you're still not muscular enough. Now you got to do it again. And this is really, really important in, you know, wellness, for example, too, because wellness, you have to carry a lot more muscle. So like, you know, you have to be able to just overall maintain on prep and off of it, you know, this idea that you need to maintain your muscle on prep, build muscle off prep, and avoid at all costs doing anything in any season that's going to make you lose muscle. And that's also something we should probably talk about, Brianna, in improvement season. What I see sometimes with athletes, right, that we bring on, and they're, you know, maybe they did their show with somebody else and they're coming in, they need help with the reverse diet, the improvement phase. I see a lot of times, honestly, when I start doing macros, I'm putting people on stuff. Sometimes they don't honestly follow the things that I'm giving them. I don't know if you encounter this, but like, let's say I want to give them more calories and I find out I'm reviewing the tracking, they're actually eating far under, right? They're not eating the calories I'm telling because they have this fear idea behind actually, you know, moving up the calories because of the weight gain or whatever may come with that. And honestly, that's just the biggest, most detrimental thing. So do you see that ever when you're coaching people? And, you know, what are some things that we could tell people to look for that could help them move into the idea that eating more food and, you know, going off kind of the classic prep foods, quote unquote, is an okay thing?
Oh, I have so much to say about this. And this is actually so not so common, but I've seen it in quite a few of my clients, actually. Where it's kind of what I mentioned earlier, girls or competitors in general are afraid of letting go of that stage look. So they're like really like delaying their improvement season. They're really dragging it out. They're staying in that deficit instead of like wanting to get out of that deficit as soon as possible to start restoring and improving. Mm-hmm. They want to stay there. So I think this is where having a good coach is super, super important. Like, I think that the best thing that a competitor can do is have a coach that they fully trust. So I think that when, you know, when you're stage lean, you're blinded. Like, you are so blinded. You have like body dysmorphia where like, you might even think you're fat when you're shredded. Like, it's crazy what happens at that stage of leanness. But the same thing almost happens when you're in your improvement season. You think that you're getting fat just because you gained a little bit of normal, healthy, necessary weight. You are almost blinded in this phase too. So you need to have a coach that you can 100% trust, know that they have your goals in mind so that you can just trust the process and execute your coach's plan without stressing or worrying about what you're doing. So I think that's the most important, having a good coach. Two, I think that you need to, I guess, competitors, and like what I remind myself of is your body can tolerate more food than you need. Like, you're an athlete, you need to perform well. You need food not only to fuel your workouts, you need food to recover, you need food to sleep well, you need food for hormones, you need food to grow. And if you do it properly, if you have a proper reverse, your body's going to use up those calories like you wouldn't even believe. Like, you're probably even, I see it happen a lot where you might even lose weight because you're still in a deficit, even if you're increasing food, because as you increase food, you also start increasing your metabolism. So I guess it's really just, you need to trust the process, especially if it's your first time going through this, and know that, okay, maybe you are afraid of eating more, but you should feel a little bit more afraid of staying the same and coming back to the stage and being the exact same. You should feel more afraid of not making any changes and your health taking a hit because you're afraid to eat more. Like, these are little reminders that I even tell my clients or myself, even when I first started reversing it to really high numbers. And then another thing I think that's really important is just for, if you're afraid to hit your macros because so-and-so is only eating, like, I guess if you're starting to compare yourself to other competitors, that is so harmful, because I've had girls, I have girls right now, and even myself, like, I eat a lot of calories for a tiny person. For somebody else, that's a surplus. For me, that's maybe just maintenance. Yeah. So I guess don't compare your calories or your numbers to anybody else's, because what you may feel hunger at or what's working for you may be the complete opposite for somebody else. So focus on your own numbers. trust the process, trust your coach. And if you're having trouble trusting your coach, maybe get a new one, or, you know, just ask your coach questions like, why am I eating this much? Or what, any questions that you have, you should feel comfortable enough asking your coach. And I think having that reassurance week by week with your check-ins or whatever it is, you'll start to feel more and more comfortable eating that food. And, you know, at least how we do it, we ease our clients into it. That's even how I did it for myself. You ease into adding calories, you both for physical and mental purposes, right? Mm-hmm. And the same way that we target increasing food, the more we increase food, we also have to start focusing on changing the foods that we're eating a little bit. You know, when we're in prep, even though we follow macros, our foods that we tend to eat tend to stay pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. So I think part of the improvement season is adding foods into your diet that you weren't eating, and maybe setting goals like, okay, this week I'm going to try adding whatever brown rice instead of white rice, and slowly start switching it up. I think it's not only beneficial for your body physically, like your gut and like your metabolism, but also mentally start like getting into a more balanced and even like intuitive way of eating than just prep.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. 100%. Yeah.
And as your food increases, you also have to realize you can't keep eating volume food. You have to, you know, a lot of times when we're prep, we eat a lot of like volume food to try to feel full. Yep. I think that as your food increases, you also have to start implementing higher calorie dense food, not volumish low calorie food, if that makes sense. So making little changes like that, I think, is really helpful. And at the end of the day, like if you're lying to your coach about how much you're really eating, for one, you're only hurting yourself. Too, eventually the truth's going to come out when you try to hit a prep again and you're still only eating 800 calories. Like, you just wasted 6 months where you could have just been making progress.
Yeah, that's 100% the case. You know, and I think here's the truth about prep in general, improvement season, being a competitor. It is far more taxing on the mind than it is the body. That's what I literally believe. Because, you know, as a competitor, you're always looking to compete, right? It's in the damn name, where you're trying to compete. And so you're trying to compete with yourself, trying to compete with everybody else. You're always looking for, you know, the next thing is going to make you better, and how you can do more and how you can get better, which is all good in the right framework. That's all things you should be doing. But what happens a lot of times is that mindset bleeds over into other areas, you know, where you're like, you're supposed to be on your improvement season, and you're looking at competitors that are competing that weekend on Instagram, and you're like, but I don't look like that. Now I feel bad about myself because I should look. And really, the framework's all wrong right there from the start, right? So, I mean, the mindset becomes such an important factor, I think, all around in all seasons, but especially in improvement season. And if you find yourself in that mode where you can't like seem to click your brain into the thought of where you're at, where you should be right now, and where you're going, then maybe you need to unplug from the social media bit. Maybe you need to unplug from anything. I'll tell you what, but the past 2 years, everything that's been going on in the world, you know, people are far more stressed, far more having, you know, mental taxing things happen to them all the time without a prep. I mean, like just in life. So when you add in now a prep and you add in improvement season, you add all these things, you get into the spot where your brain is in a constant state of mental fatigue. And when it's in a state of mental fatigue, every choice and every thought and everything that you start to think about or do is almost in already the wrong frame of mind. So if you start comparing yourself to people, you start looking at these things, you start thinking you're not doing enough, these negative thoughts will overtake your entire process. And it will actually end up causing you to, you know, feel even worse in the end when it's all over and you still didn't get any closer to your actual goal. So the best thing you can do in any stage as a competitor is prioritize that mindset. You know, Brianna was talking about doing meditation, and that took me probably, I don't even know how long we've been training together now, but it took a damn long time for me to get her to even do that. But if you don't think you need meditation out there, anybody listening, you're the people that need it the most, okay? You're the ones that should be trying to do it now. And trust me when I tell you, taking time for your mindset and everything else and unplugging from the world a bit to understand your goals better is only going to benefit you as a competitor to the nth degree. So I think go ahead, Brianna.
No, I was just going to say, taking care of the mind is absolutely key. So that's been a huge focus of mine this improvement season. So meditating has been one. And then another thing is, have been getting enough sleep actually really helps my mind. I find that if I'm tired, if I haven't slept enough, like my mind gets weak. So I start to do the comparison game, start doubting myself, start feeling bad about how I feel, like all of those uncomfortable thoughts start to play. But I notice if I'm well rested, oh, it's totally different. Like I'm energetic, I'm happy, I'm ready to go. So taking care of your mind, like not only meditating, but also like actually sleeping, like not just resting and watching Netflix, like actually go to bed and get quality sleep is a game changer. Like the mind will feel totally different if you get a good night's sleep consistently. So that's another really big thing. And then just doing other things for your mind. Like you don't even realize how taxed your mind is during prep or after you've been making all these decisions, or if you're consuming a whole lot of social media and watching the news. But how you said, unplug, like schedule dates with friends or significant others, schedule time. Like I'm not purposely doing a whole lot of cardio, but I schedule, and like you, my coach knows about it, you know about it. Like I schedule a walk once a week outside. Like I need that for my mind, not for like to go burn calories, but it just feels good to first thing in the morning, go outside, get some fresh air, helps my mind. All these little things are mindset. Like competing is more mind than anything else. Like you just said, I couldn't agree with that more.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the last thing I really want to touch on for mindset specifically is that it's kind of funny how everything that we're talking about here, anybody listening now, like we're talking about eating different foods, right? And mixing it up when you're in the improvement season, trying to eat more calories, trying to prioritize your sleep, trying to prioritize your mindset, trying to not overdo your body in the gym, trying to not do all these things, which is just basic things for how human beings can function optimally, right? So it's interesting to think that the most basic things are the things that we tend to lose sight of when, you know, aiming for a big goal or aiming for a contest prep or even aiming for a show or whatever. These basic fundamental things that if you optimize yourself as a human, a functioning organism, and you stop thinking about yourself like just a bikini competitor or wellness competitor, well, then you're going to actually be able to accelerate what you can do on stage and with those goals as a competitor far more, because your whole body, your mind, and your entire, you know, being is going to function more optimally. So I think it's important, obviously, to always keep that perspective on prep and always keep that in mind, but especially in the improvement season, think of your goals and the things you're working on and, you know, taking a little extra time to get some sleep, meditating once every now and then, you know, taking some time to do other activities and enjoy other parts of your life. What if all those things were actually bringing you closer and taking you further to your actual competition goals too? And I would have to tell you they are. So those are things you definitely want to pay attention to and function in the improvement season.
You hit that spot on. Sorry.
No worries.
That was just spot on. That is so important. I think we become so hyper-focused when we're in prep that we lose sight of like life. And I think that, as how kind of said earlier, like you should be enjoying this. So the deeper you get into your improvement season, enjoy the extra energy that you have, like go do other fun things, focus on other things, like be a normal functioning human being so that when it's time to be in prep, you can be 100% ready to go into that because you haven't been there in a little while.
Yeah, 100%. I would have to say too, again, Brianna said it very early on. It was an interesting way to put it. Competing is a hobby, ladies and gentlemen, right? Like it literally, you choose to do this. This is something you want to do. Nobody's holding a gun to your head, making you do it. You want to do it. You invest financially in it. You invest in coaches to do it. You do all these different things. You invest your time, your energy, and you really do cater your lifestyle towards being able to do this goal better. But it is still at the end of the day, a hobby, and you should enjoy every part of anything you're going to put that much time and effort into. So, you know, there's a lot of coaches and people that say that prep should be a miserable thing and the worse that you feel, the better that you're doing and all this kind of garbage shit. But the truth is that's not true. Anybody saying that, you know, I know that was a big thing years ago. I don't even see any of those people around anymore. And it's because they're not competing because, you know, they dealt with the issues and all the problems and the things that came up from that to the point where they can't compete anymore, or it made it so miserable that they just literally do not enjoy it. Now, there's a lot of people that I talk to that are IFBB pros that don't compete at all, right? They got their pro card, never competed again, or did a couple shows and then quit competing. And I've known them for years and they would say, you know, oh yeah, well, it was so miserable to get there. It was so hard for me to get there. And then, you know, I got there. And then by the time I did it, finally, I just lost the care and the love for the sport at that point because I pushed myself too hard. I lost my relationships. I lost my job. I had a miserable life. But yeah, I won my pro card. So, you know, at that point, I just decided I had to focus on all these other things. And now there's no more room for that mindset. So, I mean, there is really an important part of understanding all the phases and not getting yourself to that burnout, not getting yourself to those side effect zones, and being able to continue to move forward and as a balanced organism where you can continue to do your best in all parts of life, because this is something you should enjoy all of the time.
Oh, 100%. I agree with every single word you just said there. It, you know, the improvement season, if done right, even though it's uncomfortable, it's going to prevent your burnout, really. And you'll come back better for it. You'll come back better to the stage. You'll be a better human for it.
Yeah, that's the best way you could put it. So I think that that's pretty much all I have to say on improvement seasons. Brianna, what about you? Maybe we should do like a quick like hit list for anybody who made it this far. What are the most important things, right? And then I'll say something and then you throw something in if I forgot something or you got another thought. But first thing you do when you go into improvement season, everybody, you're feeling uncomfortable, all that. You set goals right away, okay? You set new goals. You start moving forward. You get into your reverse diet. You make sure that you have a coach that you're going to work with through your improvement season. Do not get rid of your coach after your show and try to wing it. It just won't work. Start focusing on your mindset, right? Start focusing on taking care of that, whether that's meditation or what else. Eat a variety of foods. Try to be more diverse in what you're doing in your lifestyle and enjoy other parts of your life that you may have, you know, had to put on the back burner during prep. What else is there on there? Did we hit it all?
And enjoy yourself. Like, remember to have fun with it. Enjoy the improvement season. Enjoy, you know, just like to re-mention, like, you're going to feel uncomfortable, like embrace it, like embrace your clothes fitting better, embrace the scale going up. It's a win every time it does. Embrace this part of it, like enjoy it. And then you'll enjoy your prep that much more for it.
100%. I think, you know, the whole way you could sum up improvement season all around is growth. And guess what? Yep. Growth is always uncomfortable, everybody out there. So that was awesome. I think that's a good episode to kick it off. I have nothing to add here. What about you, Brianna? Anything?
No, I think this was really good.
Cool. Yeah. So you guys out there, we appreciate it. If you made it this far, you listen this long, whether you're coaches, your athletes, whatever, this is the Bikini and Wellness Zone. And we are going to be bringing all kinds of cool, great content to you guys. We want to hear, though, what you want to hear. So, you know, hit us up on the social media. Brianna, what's your social media at?
B_Barcelo.
Yeah. So look her up, send her some topics. You guys, you can follow us both. I'm at Team FFLEX, obviously, and just let us know what you want us to talk about, things to cover. We got a long list, but obviously we want to bring you guys the content you want to hear. And if you made it this far, you guys, this is our first episode, please do us a favor. And, you know, just take a screenshot of the screen wherever you're listening to this or whatever and share it. Tell people to check it out. We really want this show to help as many people as possible. And so the more people that listen, the more people we can help. And so appreciate you guys listening. And we'll be back for another one here pretty soon.
We will talk to you guys soon. Bye. We'll be right back.